Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is April 15th, 2018. This is the Special Reports section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special report on predictions for the U.S. 2018 midterm elections. It's still early in the year, but as the saying goes, 6 months is an eternity in U.S. politics. With astrology, we can easily determine where the planets are going to be on election day, so I thought, why not take a look and see what the planetary patterns can tell us? Okay, here's the chart of when voting begins on the morning of November 6, 2018, in Washington, D.C. We see Libra, the sign of harmony and agreement, as the rising sign. But let's also remember that Libra has another side to it. It is the sign of idealism and idealists, which includes everyone from prophets to fanatics. The planet that rules Libra is Venus, and here it is, in the ascendant, along with the moon and the sun. This adds a ton of strength to the Libra rising sign. But note that Venus is retrograde. Venus is the planet of relationship. Venus retrograde means reconsidering your relationships. Venus is the planet of guidance and counsel. When Venus is backwards in the heavens, we are not getting proper guidance. Venus is the planet of value. What's it worth? When Venus is retrograde, we begin to question something or someone's value. Note that Venus is closely conjunct the moon in the chart. The moon represents the public and the public's mind. So, the public thinks they have been misguided. The people feel they haven't gotten true value. In other words, buyer's remorse on election day. Now, here's something. Uranus, the planet of rebellion, of disruption, of unexpected events, is directly opposite the Moon-Venus conjunction. This is a clear indication of something happening that upsets the apple cart on election day. Note how the nodes Rahu and Ketu are in exact square aspect to Uranus. Another way to think of this is that Uranus, the planet of disruption, is at the midpoint between the nodes. This point, or any planet, puts a lot of stress on that planet. On the other side of the zodiac, the Venus-Moon conjunction is at the opposite exact midpoint at the time that voting begins, forming what the Western astrologer calls a grand cross, a planetary setup that really amplifies the tension and stress, creating a crisis-type energy on election day. How about the planet of voting? That's Mercury, the planet of making choices. Mercury is together with Jupiter, the planet of truth and beliefs. Both are in Scorpio, the sign of secrets, investigations, alliances, and conspiracies. Ah yes, Mercury is also the media planet. So, people will be casting their votes while having in mind what they believe of the conspiracy investigation and all those secret alliances. Now let's take a look at what's going on in the USA Vedic astrology chart at the time of the elections. First, according to Vedic astrology, the U.S. is in a Rahu major period. The Rahu major period, in general, indicates significant changes transformations, confusion, and the potential for the future. This is all part of the country's karma at this time in its history. Further, by the time we get to November, the U.S. will have begun the Jupiter sub-period of the Rahu major period. Jupiter brings in the karma associated with the two sectors of the chart it rules by virtue of its signs, Sagittarius and Pisces. Thus, the first and fourth houses are activated and their significations. These two sectors of the chart manifest through Jupiter's placement in the sign Gemini in the seventh house of the chart. So, Jupiter is the planet of truth and wisdom, of belief and religion. It's interesting to contemplate for a moment how Jupiter manifests in the USA birth chart. Since Jupiter is the ruler of the Sagittarius ascendant, it is the planet representing the identity of the country. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. This country was founded because of beliefs. Sagittarius is a sign noted for being attached to personal belief, attached to personal truth. How does this actually work in the U.S. chart? The natal Jupiter is in Gemini, the sign that can manifest from different points of view. Of course, part of the problem in this country is that there is no national unified point of view. The fourth house, also represented by Jupiter, is the sector of the country's chart that signifies the common people, as well as opposition to the ruler. Again, in Gemini, the most dual sign of the zodiac. So, looks like a rather bipolar situation when the midterm elections roll around. Now let's see what sort of energy patterns the transiting planets create when juxtaposed against the U.S. natal chart in November. Remember all that stuff happening in Libra? The Moon, retrograde Venus, the Sun? Libra is the 11th house of the nation's chart, and that is the house of the legislature, in other words, Congress. So, this is interesting. Retrograde Venus, indicating buyer's remorse, is transiting through the House of Congress, along with the Moon, significator of the public's thinking. Oh yes, and let's not forget Uranus, planet of rebellion and disruption, transiting in Aries, the USA fifth house, and thus opposing the 11th house of Congress. The fifth is the house of students and teachers, entertainment and sports. Sounds like there will be plenty of attitude coming from that quarter. And then there's Mercury, planet of voting, and the media, with Jupiter, planet of beliefs, together in Scorpio, which puts those two in the USA 12th house, the house of hidden actions, conspiracies, foreigners, criminals. Oh no, it sounds like there will be some shenanigans happening for this election, just like the last one. So, what are my predictions at this point? At the very least, it's gonna be messy. Remember, power does not surrender willingly. But overall, I'm thinking the combination of Venus retrograde conjunct Moon, opposed by Uranus, will cause enough disruption to turn Congress over to the opposition. In other words, the Democrats. And one more thing. The Astrology News Report needs your help to keep going. If you appreciate having this weekly astro blog in your life, please show your support by making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks. and until next week.